That's what it is. I believe your brain's getting too hot. I believe that's literally what a yawn is.
I thought it was because you're not getting enough oxygen. For your
brain. Thermoregulation, the process in which the brain maintains its core temperature. Doggy, when your brain's getting hot, so you yawn. Like
he looked this up already.
Yeah, you knew more than I did.
No, I pulled it out of the air. Obviously, yes, I read it somewhere in my room. I don't just know. I'm not Jesus. I don't know things like that.
Why is my audience always yawning? Oh, they got hot brains.
Hey, hot brains.
Pay attention.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Fuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my last thank real ass dude? Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Ayo, God, this is crazy.
Oh, this is crazy. What a crazy morning. I am almost on time. Come on, guys.
Yeah, but in the grand scheme of things, pretty on time.
Pretty on time. 3.5 minutes late, that's pretty much on time. Come on.
That's not bad at all. That's very acceptable.
People got to fucking cut me a little slack here. All right? It's a Real Ass Podcast. We're live. It's Wednesday. It's the Gas Digital Network. I am the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, the king of things, Louis J. Gomez. He is the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. What's up?
That's me. Hey, man. How you doing, brother?
Yeah.
Be a good day.
Shout out to everyone in the racist live chat that is subscribed, all of the subscribers to the new Gas Digital. We really appreciate you guys being here. The only way to watch this show as it premieres live is by being a subscriber. Make sure you guys go subscribe at gasdigital.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. You unlock over 1,000 episodes that are not available anywhere else in the world. They're all ad-free. It's uncensored. We got to censor them when we put them on all these other platforms. We got to put ads on them. This is all ad-free when you come to Gas Digital. And on top of that, you get a bonus episode every single week. The Friday episode is only for subscribers. So shout out to everyone in the Race Live Chat. Matthew Mason says, Lewis the GOAT. Baby James Gillis just posted a meme of Shane Gillis hugging my son. That's okay. What a show. What a show. John Castle says Lewis looks like a Starburst rapper. Okay, so we have an incredible show planned today. One of our guests is right now.
You rap about Starburst.
Yeah.
I like the yellow ones, the orange ones, the red ones, the pink ones.
Nobody likes the yellow ones and the orange ones. Zach, come on. Incredible show planned today. One of our guests is running late, kind of upset, but it's okay. We'll get to it. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him, you love him. Former Gas Digital podcaster. Now he's just out there just doing stand-up, floating, fucking acting, just doing his fucking thing. He doesn't even need
trying
a podcast.
My best. No, I got a podcast.
Why is it on here?
You got to do it.
What's the podcast name?
It's called Public Property.
Public Property with Monroe.
I'm sorry, I looked at your Instagram. I didn't see any notes.
Oh, because somebody got on me and said my Instagram was shitty. So I had to remove a bunch of stuff.
Oh, you removed your shit?
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do? How are you, Monroe?
I'm well. You? Chilling?
I'm pretty good, man. I'm pretty good. We're waiting on Sabrina Piper right now.
Okay.
Shannon, how far is she away? Do you know Sabrina?
She just buzzed right now.
She just buzzed. Yeah. Do you know Sabrina?
I got to see her by face.
Sabrina's cool check. Cool check. She's funny. She has the fucking nerve to be late today. We're going to get into that.
Let's see what she's wearing before we judge.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, that's a good point. We'll see. Is she
dressed up for the boys? Cut her some slack.
If she's giving the boys a show, we're going to cut her some slack. We're not going to give Sabrina any shit.
Yeah, let's be cool. Let's be cool.
Let's do our plugs right now. Let's get them out of the way. What you plugging on, Monroe?
I got Public Property Podcast available everywhere you watch podcasts. February 20, well, just, I don't even remember my dates off the top of my head, but just make sure that you go to MonroeMartinComedy.com for all my dates and all this shit.
Go do that. Monroe's one of the funniest stand-ups working today.
Thank you, man.
You're the fucking man. So funny. Finally, Sabrina Piper joins the show.
I'm sorry.
She's got...
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you know Monroe?
Let's give her some shit.
You know what? She's a good chick. Why not? Yeah. Folks, you know what? Sabrina's here.
All right.
She's here. She's a good chick. She ain't bad. She ain't a bad broad. Sabrina, we're doing plugs right now. You made it just on time. What are you plugging on?
God, amazing. Check out my podcast, That's Hot with Sabrina Piper. Spotify, YouTube, all that fun stuff. Subscribe to my Patreon, patreon.com/funnygirlwithtits. Funny Girl with Tits on all the social stuff. And,
do you have tits?
I have tits.
Oh, there are tits. I didn't notice that. Nobody noticed.
Nobody ever notices.
Zach, can we go? What you plug it on?
Funny guy with tits on Instagram.
Hell yeah.
Hey, next weekend, Waukesha, however you say it, Wisconsin. And on the 9th and then on the 10th, I am at the Lincoln Lodge in Chicago, Illinois. Come hang out. Should be really fun.
Go right now to lewisofskanks.com. The Meaty Ogre Tour is underway. It's not up on the website, but I just added The Creek in the Cave this Sunday night, Austin, Texas. It's The Depraved. So far, I got LaMare Lee, Shane Gillis, and I believe Joe List confirmed. This is going to be a big fucking show. It's going to sell out. I think if you put Shane on anything these days, it automatically sells out. Yeah. So what I would do, the second these tickets become available, which is going to be anytime this afternoon, grab those tickets right away because it will sell out. I have other live dates coming up. The Mediocre Tour is going to be in Saratoga Springs, February 9th and 10th. Poughkeepsie, February 16th and 17th. February 29th through March 2nd, Tampa, Florida. Then I got Des Moines, Providence, and many more dates coming up. Go to lewisofskanks.com to grab those tickets, subscribe to Gas Digital, and check out The Regs and Legion of Skanks. Ding. Look at that. Right on the dot. Right on the dot of the plug timer. The problem is, and Shannon, edit this out from the part that's not for the fans, because this isn't really for them, okay? The people that are subscribed are the fucking greatest people in the world. But the people that are out there that are complaining about the amount of time that we take to do plugs, it's fucking crazy, okay? Here's what I had to do. The plugs don't take any less time now that there's a timer. You know that, right? I only started noticing the timer, three episodes ago? We were doing it for a full month. We were doing it a bit for a while. I didn't even notice it. And did we ever go?
You thought it was just an errant timer.
Did we ever go over?
No.
No, we didn't. So we were never taking more than fucking 2 minutes to do plugs. People are just fucking pussy-ass cock-sucking bitches. And I need to put that out there. Not you guys in the racist live chat right now. You guys fucking rule. They like to complain. It shows 3 minutes late, they complain. Sabrina's 8 minutes late. To complain.
I know. I'm sorry.
I'm giving you shit. I'm a little hot this morning, Sabrina.
I really hope I actually didn't leave my phone in this Uber too.
Oh, did you?
Just thinking that.
Do you want to check right now? Because you're not going to be in the game until you know if you have your phone.
I know.
On you.
I was just kind of thinking that. Dude, okay, I got it. All good.
Dude, if I leave my phone, it's over. Because in my head, somebody's going to be. I don't know if I left it open. Like this way, you'll be scrolling on the phone. You leave in a taxi. You get out.
Yeah.
There's a 50-50 shot I left it open in the taxi. If I left it open, then I believe it's a 50-50 shot. Somebody's just going to go into my phone and just take all of my nudes and post them to Twitter, post them. Because realistically speaking, if I found somebody's phone open, I would genuinely consider that.
Yeah.
I would genuinely.
Or would you just look at them?
No, I'd probably send them to definitely,
your friends. You would post them.
Definitely
online?
If I knew the person, no. But if it was you're in the back of a taxi, you find somebody's phone, it's open.
Yeah.
It's a dude. He's got a fucking cock in his hand. There's a photo of that. And you can literally with two buttons post it to his Twitter or his Instagram or his LinkedIn profile.
Nah, I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't do that either.
Yeah. It's bad karma, but I think I would.
I found a lady's phone in the back of an Uber once, and she was cheating on her husband.
Oh,
sure, because they were all coming in. The texts were coming in. I have a video somewhere on it deep in my phone.
Whoa.
I'll show it to you guys later.
And the phone was open. It was unlocked.
The phone was unlocked, and she also didn't have any, you know how it pops up now? It says text message, iMessage. She didn't have that shit.
Oh, she wanted to get caught.
And she's
an older woman.
Mm-hmm, and they were telling both their kids that weekend on a ski trip. I got really invested in reading her messages.
Wow.
Goddamn.
I'm nosy.
Did she have any nudes in her phone?
I didn't look through the photos.
You didn't look. With the difference between men and women right there, honestly, the first thing I'm doing is looking through that phone for nudes.
I know. And I went through the text. I was like, what is she doing?
I have to make a confession.
What's your confession?
One time I found a girl's phone and nudes right up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I texted them all to myself and then deleted the outgoing message.
I did that once with a chick. We was flirting with the chick after a show, this Asian broad, right? And she was pretty hot. And she was being super flirty. And she did the thing where I was like, I need to use your phone. Or I did the thing. She did the thing where she fell for my horseshit. I did the thing where I was like, I need to use your phone real quick. My phone died. So then I start going through her phone. Mm. And the move, I let her see that I'm looking through her photos.
It's a bit.
Sure. It's a bit.
It's just a bit. Yeah.
I did it to Shannon during her interview for Gas Digital.
Yeah.
Right, Shannon?
But that's partially true. When I first met you, that is the first thing you did.
I know. That was my move for a little while. If I'm flirting with a broad, I want her to know that I'm capable of sexual assault. I want her to know that I'm willing to cross lines very, very quickly. But it's a bit. You start scrolling through it, and she's like, no, stop, ha, ha, ha. And then you get to one, and you're giggling or whatever. So that happened with this chick, and then I sent it to myself real quick, right? I didn't delete the outgoing things because I wanted, I didn't care that she knew. I was flirting with her. Turns out this bitch had a boyfriend.
Oh.
She went home, and then he found that she sent a nude to me, and then it was a whole thing. She called me up. She's like, you fucking piece of shit. You sent yourself that nude. My boyfriend found. I was like, whoops.
Ooh.
First of all, I didn't know you had a boyfriend. You were being way fucking inappropriate. But honestly, in retrospect now, I can tell you that was probably wrong of me.
It wasn't exactly right of her to be fine with you looking at her nudes when she had a boyfriend.
But, or she could have deleted the outgoing message, though. So that, I feel like a part of her was fine with the flirting.
She didn't know that I'd sent it to myself, so she didn't even see. She just like...
I don't buy that.
Girl. I don't,
People go check their texts.
You're right. Maybe she did. Maybe she was just blaming me. Maybe he was right over her shoulder being like, "This I better say." And then she called me to be like, look, I didn't send it to you.
Yeah.
Maybe that happened. Maybe that salvaged the fucking relationship.
Yeah. Maybe they're into kinky shit. Maybe they like the fights.
Possibly.
And stuff.
I don't know. Do you have a bunch of weird shit in your phone, Monroe?
Nah.
You're like a straight-laced guy. You don't got
No, I'm not a straight-laced
guy. You don't got a picture of your hard... You don't have a picture of your hard cock in your phone.
Because who am I sending it to?
Oh, your wife.
But we live together.
Sometimes you're on the road. She wants a hard cock.
Nah.
Nope. Sometimes you're in another room.
Nah.
And you're like, hey, come in here.
I just send you an eggplant emoji.
Look what
but
you're missing.
No, we don't do that.
Sabrina, you're not that chick. You're an innocent chick, and you're a Jew, so you know exactly what's going on with media and how
they don't have service in the tunnels.
But I feel like
I just
people
get out of them.
Do
I look
that.
Great, right?
I feel like the Jews, I don't know many Jews, and I've dated a handful of Jewish broads, and they're very wary about sending nudes. They're not really into sending fucking dirty shit.
I don't like
and
it.
I think it's because they know really what's going on and how the media is controlled, and they have some different insight.
But y'all know too, like they keep telling you iClouds are getting hacked and people's photos are getting leaked. So I think y'all do it with the intention that there's a chance y'all can get caught and other people may see it.
For sure.
Yeah.
You think so? I don't.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think people think
like if it's
goal.
In your phone, it can get sent accidentally to somebody. Like there's
no
so
girl
many
has
chances.
Ever let her boyfriend film sex things and not known there's a little bit of a chance
absolutely.
His boys are going to say it.
Absolutely.
She can trust him times a million. But in her head, even if she doesn't think he'll do it, the risk of it is part of the thing.
Yes.
Maybe. I don't know if it's the risk of it getting fucking leaked, though. I would not want
leaked.
My shit.
I mean him being like somebody say like at the airport or something when they're on their way to a gig.
Yeah.
The way the technology works in all the commercials we see about the lack of security in these phones, we know that something's going to happen.
Maybe.
That's how they sell you the phone. More security. Why? Because niggas are stealing.
Yeah.
They're hacking y'all shit.
That's all my purchases are based off those words. That's my always be closing.
Oh, have you read Zach's Instagram algorithm?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like also if it was that easy to hack people's shit and steal people's shit, it would be happening way more often. Like we had it with the fappening happen. That was a big giant.
What's the fappening?
What's that?
Because you're such innocent fucking people.
That was when all the celebrities' clouds got leaked at once.
Yeah.
I remember that. I didn't know it was called the fappening.
The fappening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Rosario Dawson and
Jennifer
all of them.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Everybody. Jennifer Lawrence, they put that bitch on the map.
Yeah.
They put her on the map. I said this the other day on Skanks.
She's been
about,
on the map. People been knew how about
nobody gave
looked,
a
right?
shit about her.
Yeah, but it gave her a little joie de vivre. Because
then she got the Vanity Fair article where she was like nude by choice.
And she was also like, dude, her being a victim is kind of hot. Right, I said this about Taylor Swift and the AIs, the photos that just came out of her, because I don't give a shit about Taylor Swift at all. Fucking flat ass, fucking boring bitch, Midwest, whatever.
Did they give her a little butt though?
They gave her a fucking fat dumper.
Oh no way!
Oh, you haven't seen it?
No.
Why she complain? That is she complaining about?
Well, it's like it's like her being essentially.
She's suing.
Is she suing?
Well, yeah, she's suing.
That's hilarious. So their AI images of her. In a football stadium, like painted, she's naked. She's painted in the colors of her boyfriend's football team.
Yeah,
and like fans are just like grabbing her ass and fingering her, and like they're pretty solid AI photos.
Yeah,
they're pretty solid. Pull them up, Shannon.
Yeah,
if you can find them. I know it's like.
Is it bad? I want to see them.
Yeah, I want to see it.
But they're not even like. I don't give a shit how anybody cares about an AI image. It means fucking absolutely nothing. Bricks in the Racist Live Chat does deepfake nudes of all of the female guests on the show.
I've had deepfakes of me. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's Bricks. It's the same guy. Trust
me. Yeah.
And who cares? Okay, what, who do you care? They're not real.
No, they're not real.
Yeah.
Why would anybody give a shit?
I don't really, yeah. I don't really care.
Just kind of hilarious to me. But yeah, she's suing over this, which is crazy.
I don't have like the dirty, dirty ones.
Check the chat.
Yeah, the chat. They'll be in the chat. Yeah, they're in the chat right now already. Yeah, you got to see. In the chat, pull up the one, not the one of her sucking cock. That one's not that great. It's the fucking one where she's literally, it's her ass. It's just like painted red and it says, fuck me on her back in paint.
Yo, whoever knows how to do that input, like talk to AI. That's crazy.
I'll just tell you right now, I was never attracted to Taylor Swift, but now that she's a part of this cybercrime, I'm fucking way in. I love it.
That should be an album cover.
You're just one of the guys in there just grabbing.
It's not bad, dude.
Ain't nobody even grabbing. They praying.
Yeah.
The one I saw that really made me laugh was her in a prison cell in a diaper. With Trump spanking
these are the ones
This is obviously so fake. I wouldn't get
what are you talking about?
This.
That look real.
It does look it looks
like
pretty
if
decent.
I didn't know Taylor Swift, I would go, oh, who's this? When did they do this?
Really?
This looks real. Yeah.
It's not bad.
That's not bad.
It's not bad. But apparently, Shannon, you gotta blur those out. Make sure you blur those out deep in fact. Like I don't wanna see one pixel of that image go to fucking YouTube and get my fucking channel.
It didn't
banned.
Have nipples.
Yeah.
No.
No, but still,
like, the boobs are bigger. Like
even because she's mad about those photos, I wouldn't want them just up on YouTube.
Okay. I don't want any of that
under
shit.
Under our channel name.
Yeah, yo, whoever did that though is a fucking master at the AI thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank one of our incredible sponsors, which is Factor Meals. I do love Factor Meals. FactorMeals.com is the website. They are America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, and they can help you fuel up fast with flavorful and nutritious meals delivered straight to your door. It takes just a couple minutes to microwave them, and these are restaurant-quality meals.
Yep, they're fresh, never frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes. They have over 34 weekly restaurant quality options like bruschetta shrimp risotto, green goddess chicken, grilled steakhouse filet mignon. And not only do they have dinners, they have lunches, they have breakfasts, they have snacks, and they have calorie conscious or any diet you're on.
If you're vegan, if you're doing keto, whatever it is, they got you covered. Right now, if you want to try it for 50% off, just go to factormeals.com/wrap50, R-A-P-50, factormeals.com/wrap50, and use the code WRAP50 to save 50% off today. All right, where were we? All right, let's see. Let's talk about this. 32-year-old Pennsylvania man decapitated his father, then brandishes his head in a 14-minute rant. There's a video of this, Shannon. Shannon, what is wrong with you? You have a sickness.
This was big news last night, boy.
I didn't see this at all.
Big news last night.
I was watching the Lego movie with my son.
I was watching the updates. It was like, man, decapitated. And then it was like, body found, head still missing. It was a great night.
What the hell is this? Is this your story? You brought this to Shannon?
No. This is big news last night.
I have the uncensored video. So you're going to see the head for real.
What?
This is the big
uncensored videos. Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Wait, this is the guy?
Hold on.
Look, pause it for a second. Pause it. This guy looks extremely familiar.
Yes. I look like I would fuck him.
He's a Philly guy. He was in Philly.
Was he a comedian?
No.
What's his name?
Justin Mohn, M-O-H-N.
Dougie, this guy
looks
so
like he could be Dan Perlman's cousin.
Did you fuck Dan Perlman? Huh?
I said he used to... What?
Huh? So, go ahead.
This is the head of Mike Mohn, a federal employee of over 20 years, and my father. He is now in hell for eternity as a traitor to his country.
What?
It is said that those who commit treason and betray others occupy the lowest pits of hell for all time. The federal government of America...
Right, so this goes for 14 minutes.
Yo, I'm so desensitized. Because I'm like, oh, shit. He's got bad the head.
I feel the exact way you do. That both of us were like, that looks like shit. It must be real.
Yeah.
Dougie, go so back. Bad. Shannon, like... I want to watch more of this video. Are you out of your mind? That is wild.
Yeah, he
decapitated his own father.
Anti-government rant. He's been suing the government for years.
So he's a fucking lunatic, this guy.
He also claims that...
He's a part of the problem, listener.
Oh, buddy.
Probably. He also claims that says that he himself is now the president of the United States because of like what he has initiated. He also refers
I'm not going to tell him he's not. No. You know what, buddy? You're president of whatever you want to be. The new CEO of Gas Digital, this guy. That's wild. That's how me and Ralph are going to end the company. It's just me decapitating Ralph, holding his head in a bag.
So casual, too. Just like, yeah.
So casual.
His dad got a big-ass head.
Yeah, that's a big head, yeah. Dude.
That was really scary.
Does it get swollen after you cut it or something? Because why was it so big?
Sabrina's really fucked up
I'm
over
scarred.
This.
Yeah.
Sabrina's,
yeah.
Sabrina's
like,
a good person. She's not like us. Like, me and Zach are like, no, more, please.
Yeah.
The fact that it's in plastic makes it, like, more boring. I wish there wasn't plastic.
No, I respect it in plastic.
Well, he's not trying to make a mess, Shannon. He's not trying to, like, this
the mess
guy
is already made, I think.
This guy is a fuck. Where did he kill him? What,
give in me the some bathroom.
Give me some details so far. Bathroom, if you're going to decapitate somebody,
like,
that's the
out?
Fucking, yeah, that's the room.
Or that's where they found the rest of the body.
I'm just saying, if you're going to kill somebody, you want to kill somebody on a tile floor without, you know, much cloth or rugs.
Maybe not tile, because then it won't go in between. So, like,
yeah,
marble?
Yeah, the little...
You know, marble.
Maybe marble.
I think you work with what you got.
Man.
All right, go ahead. Let me see.
Wait, you're going to keep playing?
I'm going to keep playing it.
American states. America is rotting from the inside out as far left woke mobs rampage our once prosperous cities, turning them into lawless zones. Taxpayer dollars are printed and used
he's
for
reading
anything
this.
But the taxpayers.
Yeah, he read like me.
To no accountability. Which has inflated the economy.
This guy is such a fucking libertarian.
There's
it's hilarious.
No way this guy does not have a podcast from this network on his phone.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. I really want to know. God damn it, dude. I promise you this guy is a Dave Smith fan. Remember there was that one guy? It was like during like the one of those protests.
Yeah.
Like right after like Trump, where they, it was like the Stop the Steal protest, one of those.
Yeah, had a Part of the Problem shirt.
Part of the Problem t-shirt, like holding like a fucking libertarian flag at the front of like thousands of people with shit on fire behind him. And it's a Dave Smith Part of the Problem shirt right at the front.
Oh, that's great advertising.
It was great advertising.
That's great advertising. That's a shirt.
That's fucking, that guy's wild. Did he show the head anymore, Shannon?
One more time later on, but he just does the same thing. Like, he picks it up, brings it to the front.
Let's see, don't go to the head. I'm really more interested in the head. Does he start talking with his mouth? That's what I would do.
No. Tell you
how. Start singing songs.
Why'd you trade on your country? Sweet Caroline.
Shannon, go to the other bit. That is wild.
Yo.
So was he arrested or did he kill himself?
He was arrested.
Where's the mom at? Or...
So the mom found the body, and she's the one that called the cops.
Mm.
Yeah, a guy like that doesn't kill himself. A guy like that doesn't think he
did
wrong.
He's got a message.
Yeah.
Well, man, I don't know. Sometimes just like, that's like another level of crazy. Because it's like, most of the time when somebody kills a family member, does it, like, it's they're on the road to suicide right now. This guy fucking...
Yeah.
Or death by cop.
Yeah, he believed it.
Yeah.
Can I just show it to you at the beginning again? I can't find it later on it. Let me show you at the beginning.
It's fine.
If you want to see it again.
I'd love to see it again. I just want to see this head.
This big ass head. This is Mike Moan, a federal employee of over 20 years. Wow. And my father.
And my father.
So that's why he says that he killed him, was that he works for the federal government and that's who he's out to kill. Mm. He also says that anybody else that follows him, he offered millions of dollars as bounties to kill people that work in the government.
Does he have millions of dollars?
He claims he has $10 million set aside to give people for killing certain people in the government.
Yeah, but is that like money or is that like that libertarian silly money? Yeah,
are they moan bucks?
Yeah.
But the weird thing is that that's also the same amount of money that he was suing the government for in one of his lawsuits. So maybe he thinks
he won
that it's coming.
It, yeah. It's owed to him.
Yeah. Can he get bail? Probably
not.
But if not, I mean, if he can get bail and he can't, then he obviously didn't have the money.
Oh, shit. Tony Hinchcliffe just added to the depraved Sunday in, at the Creek and Cave in Austin. Hell yeah. Sorry, guys. It's a big show.
Is this Sunday?
It's this Sunday.
Sweet.
It's going to be sick. All right. Well, you know, good for that guy. Real Ass Dude of the Week right there?
Yeah.
Why not? Pretty fucking badass. If you were going to kill your father, how would you do it?
Probably drowning.
Drowning. That's it. You know.
Because all you got to do is kind of just keep holding the
just
money.
One finger, just one finger.
Well, your father, you might just have to put him in water.
My dad can swim.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I'd stab my father again. I know that's the way he's.
Yeah, well, you know it's a weakness.
I know it'll work.
His belly glows red.
Achilles heel.
Let's
Ninja Turtles keep.
Let's see. I got designer vagina surgery after my ex said it was the worst he had ever seen. Now sex is agonizing. What is this?
She didn't let it heal?
No, she did. So this is her, just in case you want to see what she looks like.
Okay.
That's not bad. She's kind of cute.
So she said when she was in her early 20s, a boyfriend told her that her vagina was gross. Based on the description, what I'm thinking is that it's the labia where
she had a flibbity flobbity.
Yeah, the inner ones were very long.
Doggy, I had sex with a girl once. I can't even explain to you what this girl's pussy looked like. This shit was wild. It's just the lips were just fucking like long tentacles.
It looks like the dog in the elevator that goes gearing up.
No, I want to. No, it was not even that. I wish it was the big droopy floppy pussy. Uh-huh. I'm talking about like it was like two long tentacles that hung out of her pussy. And that was the part of her lips. I don't even know what. Doggy.
And they weren't attached at all?
Doggy.
Because it was still lip.
Yeah.
Doggy, it was fucking bad.
Could she throw them over her shoulder like a cop?
Yes, she could. Can you tie him in a knot? Can you tie him in a bow?
Don't hang low.
Yeah, dude, that was the worst thing I had ever seen in my entire life. And I never thought I could be turned off by pussy.
Well, let's see this, ladies.
That was it. Did we have any pictures, Shannon?
Yeah.
I don't have of hers, but I'll tell you what ended up happening. So she went to get the reconstruction surgery done, where they're supposed to just kind of trim the flaps a little bit just to make them shorter. Mm-hmm. But she said that the doctor botched it and actually removed them completely.
Fuck.
And then also removed part of her clitoral hood. So she said for weeks and weeks she was so sore, and then still to this day, this was in her 20s, this is like 15 years ago.
And it still hurts.
It still hurts, yeah.
Damn. Did she sue?
She did sue. She said she got six figures. Oh. And this is her and her current boyfriend.
This guy's gonna hurt anybody.
Yeah, she's not doing herself any favors.
Yeah, she's pretty hot though. She's pretty hot.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
Especially
for Sabrina Corbin. Labiaplasty?
Yes.
Sabrina, if you were going to get any surgery, what would you get?
Maybe my nose.
Nose?
A little bit.
You have a nose?
Yeah, sometimes it eclipses my tits, so I'm like, just a little shape.
Oh, because
I think
honestly, Sabrina, part of what makes you attractive is the fact that you're a fucking Jew. You know that.
I'm like, I guess.
That's like it's a hot thing, dude. Guys that are into Jews are really into fucking Jews.
That's true.
Don't look any less Jewy.
That's fair. Yeah. People don't like it when I straighten my hair. Yeah. I blow out my hair.
Yeah. Somebody's got big fucking bushy Jewy hair, big old jubes.
Big jubes. You know what? Maybe in like a decade or something, I would do like a lift or something. Like when I'm in my, maybe, or like, or more than.
Okay. Oh, you're like going to be in a wheelchair by the time you're 45. It's fine.
Oh, fuck you. No way.
No, big tits, choosy goo face. It's like, it's one of those. It's like Kat Dennings. It's perfect.
I get that comparison a lot.
Goofy face?
Yeah, goofy Jew face.
You know what? I accept it. I like
super
you.
Super cute.
What is this
show? No, it is, but I never.
You know exactly what I mean.
That's funny.
Do you look rich or poor? There's a study that reveals how your face can determine your wealth.
So they say that more slender faces, upturned mouths, raised eyebrows, and closely spaced eyes.
That sounds like the Monopoly.
What's normally associated with wealth. And then I have an image here of poor and rich. White.
Yeah, she's a white person, black person. A poor person is, I look like the poor person.
But they look the same.
A thin nose and lips associated with wealth.
Poor look, the wide nose. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Is there, are there any other determining factors?
Because they kind of look like all of us.
Yeah, it didn't really show anything. Are they saying you're like predetermined to have money if you have those things, or you're more likely to have money? Or what is the association? Or is it that we associate those features with people that have wealth?
The thing that you just said. But then also they're saying that it could be that the effect of the money in their lives changes how they look.
Oh, because they get like surgery.
Yeah, they get like Botox.
Or they're like thinner, they're happier.
It's in
like,
better shape.
Yeah.
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 Damn, dude.
That sounds right.
Yeah, it does sound about right.
Yeah.
I think about going back to being poor every day of my life.
You can't do it. You got a kid, man.
I know.
Think about it a little
bit. But it would, I mean, there's almost like a freedom in it, you know?
Freedom and poverty?
In a weird way.
Explain.
Like the people that just go like, hey, dude, I'm in debt and I'm never going to not be in debt. I have bad credit. I don't give a shit. Like, it's just like, it is what it is. Like my sister. Like a bill just comes in and she ignores it.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
Like I had a thing that happened on my credit the other day. I got a notification because there was some medical thing that I guess I didn't take care of that they had my wrong address.
Yeah.
I guess they were sending a thing and it went into collections. And I just got a thing on my credit report on my Chase app. And it was like, you've been, you know, there was this thing. And I felt my heart sink.
Damn.
I felt like, I felt genuine fucking sadness and anxiety that I was like, holy shit. Because I went from having like sub 500 credit to having like good credit now. Yeah. Not great, but fucking good credit. And it has been such a process to get here. Like I'm so... It's not even like paying bills. It's like I have to fight my instincts to not pay bills. I have to fight my ADD, which like, well, I just put things off until the fucking last minute. And then, what happened was because it's medical, as soon as you pay it, it comes off your credit report. It doesn't say in your credit report. So I paid it right away. But that was fucking me up, dude.
So then why you want to go back to being poor? Where was the freedom in that?
There's no freedom in that. There's no freedom in caring that much. Like, I really fucking care. Like, I really, really give a shit. And I feel like some people just don't care.
Did your sister have things?
No.
Oh, she that's why.
Yeah, your things.
Yeah, she has my things, dude.
I feel like you must be depressed. You must be depressed in that situation. You say you don't care, but it's like you do.
No, I think you're probably close to suicide at all times, you know, probably. But there's also a freedom in that. There's a freedom in fucking just killing yourself.
Yes.
Monroe, you're religious.
I'm not religious.
You're not religious?
No, I don't know what.
That's me being racist. That was my racism right there.
You Muslim, right?
I assumed that your family goes to church every Sunday, you get dressed up. You don't believe in God.
I do believe in God. I don't believe in religion.
Okay, you believe in a higher power. But that in itself, right? Do you believe if you killed yourself, you would go to hell?
No. I don't think in terms of heaven or hell. I just think that we were put here. We were created by somebody, but I don't believe like an afterlife.
Oh, so once you're dead, you're dead.
Yeah,
you're completely gone. Like blank, nothing else.
Yeah, you may be used for something else, but like I don't think you're going to have a memory of it.
Your head in a bag.
Yeah. I'm talking about even spiritually. Like maybe your spirit goes into another body, but I don't think you'll have memories of the past life.
Yeah, there's no consciousness at all. But you don't believe that if you kill yourself or you do wrong things that you don't get to experience that passing into.
No.
And you don't go into a burning place where you're fucking... See, me neither.
No, I didn't grow up like that.
Exactly.
I grew up like that. I didn't believe it. I went, man,
this
is cartoonish.
So this is what I'm
going
to say to you. Don't have kids.
Yeah, why?
Because once you have kids, you do not have the freedom to kill yourself. And that's that. Right now, you guys don't even realize the fucking, like, it's a true joy.
Yeah.
Me and Zach went to fucking Europe together. I watched Zach literally try to kill himself at least twice. And
I was like,
you go, boy. I was like, you go for it. I had no issue. I was like, dude, he's got no one to live for. Who cares? He was just partying. He was having a great time.
I did have a good time.
He had a great fucking time in Europe. All right. I'm not going to say, you're not, you know, it would suck for the podcast.
Yeah.
We're going to have Mike Figgs on every episode now. That would suck for the fans. But not legitimately try to kill himself.
Unintentionally,
but,
just going too hard.
But I'm just saying, like, there was a freedom and a flexibility in life before I had a kid where I could, because I genuinely just really believe, like, even when you're in, like, debt, like, you're going, like, dude, like, instead of paying, like, if you have hundreds of thousands of dollars in tax debt, and you don't have a kid,
you're like, I'm out of here.
Just keep on fucking having fun, all right? Until they're about to take you to jail, then kill yourself.
Yeah.
Totally.
I would rather have like all of my fun on the front end and then fucking just say, you know what, dude? I had 20 years worth of, I mean, a solid fucking 20 years.
Yeah.
And then kill yourself.
Yeah, I agree.
Just go nut.
Reset.
Yeah.
Come back as something else.
Maybe. I don't think there's going to come back as something else, though.
I mean, it's done.
Maybe you come back, maybe your hell is you come back as like in less of a favorable position. You know?
Are you Hindu now?
That's kind of Hinduism a little bit. Like, Buddhism.
The caste you are is reflective of the life you lived before.
Really?
I think so. Right?
What does that mean, though?
I believe so.
Like, if you are a very good person, you're the highest caste.
So if you're like a maggot in a piece of shit in a garbage can,
you're a terrible person.
You're just a terrible person.
That's my next life. It's just me.
Do you come back as a person? Is the highest a person? Oh, okay.
That's beyond my capacity of knowledge.
Oh, okay.
Um, All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Send It Supps for supporting today's show. Send It Supps makes incredible supplements that will keep you at the top of your game. And I want to talk about one of their incredible supplements, which is their dippable pre-workouts. Because I'll tell you right now, if you take a pre-workout like I do, you chug these super fizzy, super sugary drinks. They give you the jitters. They give you a headache. You got to piss during your workout. It's not the way to get your energy.
Founded from a fire base in Syria, Send It contains 8 pouches per 10, patriotically packed with 300 milligrams of caffeine per pouch. And the best part, no water, no bathroom runs. These supplements are made right here in the good old US of A, using only the finest all-American ingredients. And you can trust what you're putting in your body is pure, potent, and powerful.
So right now, just go to senditsupps.com, S-E-N-D-I-T-S-U-P-P-S.com, and use the promo code REAL for a special discount at checkout. That's R-E-A-L for a special discount at checkout at senditsupps.com. All right, where were we? Yeah, so I. What about you, Sabrina? You're Jewish by
Jewish,
like
yeah.
culture, or you really believe that shit too?
No, you know what? I don't know enough to like really, really, really believe. And I feel like there's so many layers to it, and there's so many like facets of Judaism too. And I'm just Jewish.
Yeah.
And it's like I had family that's
you're
like conservative
full-blown
and everything.
Jewish.
Yeah.
It's an old joke.
Yeah. I don't know what I believe. I definitely believe like our spirits live on. Like, I definitely think.
Yeah, it's some woman horse shit. That's my son. My son believes. My son believes the same thing that his mom believes, if you ask him.
Yeah.
That, like, fucking, you know, there's an energy in the sky. Yeah. It's not a man or a woman.
Well, I do think there's, like, energies,
it's trans,
though.
God is trans.
There are energies. You don't ever feel that? Yeah.
An energy that's beyond, like...
Well, matter can never be created nor destroyed.
There's energy.
So if we're matter, you know, like, are we really destroyed ever? Like,
I will
there
say
has
there
to
is,
be something.
This is the only thing that I will believe, mm-hmm. the only thing that makes me believe in God is that, like, if, Zach, if you were sitting here with your eyes closed right now, just like taking a little shut eye and getting a rest.
Uh-huh.
If I were staring at you.
Uh-huh. I would know.
You would know.
Uh-huh.
And that, in my opinion, is a little bit of proof that there's something out there. There's a little bit of fucking
energy.
Magic in the world.
Yeah.
Whatever that
energy.
Is, that's crazy, though. But it really is. I did it to my chick the other day. We were on a flight. Uh-huh. And she was like this. And I just was like. And within 3 seconds, she went. It's fine. Why?
It's
what is
energy,
that?
Man.
Also,
I don't know.
Yeah, it is energy.
Yawns. When you yawn and somebody across the room catches eyes and then you yawn as well,
contagious.
What is that?
I don't know.
That's a little bit of God.
Even when you say yawn, I feel it now. Like, I feel like I want to yawn.
Why is a yawn contagious? Did they ever figure that out? Did they ever do
I'm
a fucking...
I'm sure there's a reason for it.
Did they ever do a fucking... what was that show? So, Mythbusters?
I'm sure it has
They've
to be.
They've done so many studies on that.
Yeah.
I don't even think they...
And
I don't
none
know
of us
the,
remember.
Yeah.
One is that people yawn when other people yawn due to a phenomenon called echophrexia, which a person sees a certain behavior and then they're sensitive to it and will mimic
it. It's probably similar to that thing with the push where they hit the bell.
No way.
What's
no,
the
it's
push?
Not, dude, no, it is. It's not a mimicking. Fuck that.
I don't think
dude.
So either.
So first of all, when you
I
yawn.
I want to yawn now and I know if I yawn, you're going to yawn.
We're all going to yawn.
It's
okay.
The
audience is yawning right now at home.
Yeah.
When you yawn, what you're doing is you're technically cooling your brain, right? That's what it is. I believe your brain's getting too hot. I believe that's literally what a yawn is.
I thought it was because you're not getting enough oxygen.
For your brain.
Thermoregulation, the process in which the brain maintains its core temperature. Doggy, when your brain's getting hot, so you yawn.
Like he looked this up already.
Yeah, you knew more than
no,
I did.
No, I pulled it out of the air. Obviously, yes, I read it somewhere in my room. I don't just know. I'm not Jesus. I don't know things like
this
that.
Why is my audience always yawning? Oh, they got hot brains.
Hey, hot brains.
Pay attention.
Doggy. I'm telling you right now, so it's a process of cooling the brain.
Okay.
And I don't know why your brain gets hot when you're tired, but I never went that far. I just was like, I got so excited about hot brain.
What happens if you fight the yawn and you don't yawn?
Dog, you ever see that? I'll be at a comedy show just doing okay.
Yeah.
And you'll make eye contact with some chick and she has to fight her yawn. It's one of my favorite things in a comedy show is having to make somebody fight their yawn. It's just a polite thing that they're doing. They're like, you catch eyes and they don't want to yawn while you're telling them the joke.
Yeah.
It fucking rules. It's one of my favorite things in the world.
The eyes get all watery.
Yeah. I like a nice awkward fucking, you know.
You making a brain hot.
Man, I'm making some brains hot, doggy.
Sorry, man, your brain's so hot.
Yeah, I'm a boring. Your brain's just hot, doggy. I wish more awkward comedy would translate into like stand up because it doesn't. Like in a comedy club, if you like, Like awkward shit. Like I like to like, I genuinely, this what the point of the Depraved, the show that I do, is that you have to start with your most fucked up joke, right? Whatever that means to you. And you have to essentially dig yourself out of a hole. And that's the idea.
Cool.
And it's makes for like a lot of awkwardness. I mean, if the show is great, the show's great, obviously, but I love that. And I don't know if people really get it when they're in the like live setting, but like that show, The Curse. It's so funny to me, but it's so uncomfortable the whole time. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
Oh, go watch it. It's fucking
Nathan Fielder, right?
Dude, yeah. It's really fucking good. And it's just like, dude, there's a scene where he goes to it. See if you, Shannon, see if you could pull up the scene where he goes to the comedy class. The Curse comedy class, dude. And they go around the room and they're like doing an improv exercise and they're like, just make somebody laugh. Do something to make somebody laugh. And then everybody goes around the room and they just make a little noise. And then when they get to him, dude, I can't even explain you how well they nail what it is. Just the awkward thing that he does. It's so uncomfortable and it doesn't, and everyone's just like, no one laughs. Everyone's fucking just annoyed and weirded out by it. It just rules. It's perfect. Okay. And that scene, in my opinion, like sort of exemplifies what this show is and why I love this show. Right. I just vamped for a good 45 seconds, Shannon. I know you got it.
Let's see. Maybe this.
Maybe. There's only two comedy class scenes, so.
Group laugh.
Yep, this is it.
Not using any words, okay? No words. So I'll go first. Yeah? All right, Sarah, we're going to go. You're going to go next, and then we're going to go clockwise. That's great. It's great. It's hilarious. Go ahead.
It's so brutal.
It's hilarious, yeah.
The show is shot so just so uncomfortable. Every scene is.
Next.
Dude, I love it. I love it. Every scene in the show is like so uncomfortable and like it's just these socially awkward interactions. And there's nobody likable on the show at all. Like every person you hate more than the last person, it fucking rules.
Nice. All right,
it rules. It's really, really great.
What's it on?
I think it's on Showtime.
Okay.
I think it's on Showtime. Yeah, I don't know that. Like I love. That's why I used to love Patrice O'Neal. Patrice O'Neal was like, dude, you would see people like fucking legit mad.
Yeah.
Like you go, I watched him at the Comic Strip Live one time, and I watched him like, it was like 95% of the people fucking love, like they were laughing harder than they've ever laughed at anything in their lives, and 5% of the people were fucking like enraged. And to create that sort of like that much of a difference in range in an audience is fucking magical to me. Yeah. And that it just made, and the more these ladies got mad, the more the fucking audience was just fucking, and the more the audience was laughing, the more the women were getting mad, and it became this just fucking amazing thing. I love it, dude.
That rocks.
That's dope.
I love it. I love making people walk out of a comedy show sometimes.
I do sometimes.
Yeah, you guys are nice. You guys are nice guys. Nah. Sabrina, you don't make people walk. You're a nice person.
I make people walk sometimes.
Do you?
Once in a while. They don't like...
Muslims. They're like, no.
Actually, I mean, Israelites. I've had black Israelites come for me a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
They come to shows?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Sabrina, you've also been like physically attacked, I think, at least 3 times now since I've known you. How many times have you been attacked?
No, it was once since I've known you. But one other time, somebody, I was doing a show in Brooklyn, and she just like charged me at the stage. She was like some drunk bitch.
Did she
land
a punch?
No, like the host actually jumped in.
No, you were attacked once by
I was attacked,
a chick, another time at a show, and then another time you were almost kidnapped.
I was air tagged, and possibly.
Yeah, she was air tagged.
I was air tagged in Paris.
Which I have air tags now, and I understand and how great they are for kidnapping women.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
they really are. I mean, literally, they'll bring me right to you.
They've changed a lot in the past, like,
well, now they'll let you know. Now,
right.
Now, if you have an iPhone, but not if you have an Android. If you have an Android, you're fucked. If you got an Android, they're not going to warn you that you've been tagged.
Oh, yeah.
But if you have an iPhone on you, and if I'm traveling with somebody with AirTags, it'll say there's AirTags following you.
Yeah. Well, it used to be if you just, like, because I went to Apple and I asked them about it, and if you connected it and then you just dropped it in, it would automatically connect. So they dropped it into my tote bag.
And it connected to your phone.
It connected automatically to my phone. And then I didn't know the whole night until like I was back in my Airbnb at like 5:45 in the morning. And then I got a ping because it said like it said that if you want to connect your iPhone because it lost like the AirPod,
okay, so you knew that there was one near you, but that person knew where you were at that time.
Yeah, and then I saw the map. And it showed exactly where they were following they me were. On the map. Yeah.
You
it
could
showed,
see where they were actually following. So that's crazy.
Were they close?
They dropped it into the club in Paris. They dropped it into the club. Then they followed. Like
it's
they
literally where
it.
You're going. If you're going to kidnap a young American girl, yeah. it's at a club in Paris. Late at night. She's by herself.
Well, no. It was a comedy club. I was doing a set.
Oh, okay.
That was the scariest thing to me that I felt like it really crossed the line because I was like, oh, this. I'm hoping that they just wanted to rob me. I'm always hopeful.
No, I don't
know. No, I think they wanted to traffic the fuck out of me.
No, they wanted to traffic you unquestionably because if they're going to rob you, the whole point of trafficking, okay, if you're going to do this, mm-hmm. right, because we talked about this on the show. We brought this up, right? Why wouldn't you just wait in an alleyway and just grab the first girl you see? No, you want to find a specific girl like you, very trafficable.
Very trafficable.
You're a young-looking girl. You're fucking white.
I'm young-looking.
Jubes. Well, you are young, but I'm saying you also look young. You?
Yeah. 27?
Yeah, she's young. But I'm saying you also could be 19. Yeah. Like, you're a young-looking girl, you know? Yeah. You're extremely trafficable. I wouldn't assume that you have a lot of money on you. It's not like... when I see a young girl, I'm not going... She's got the big bucks. Let's fucking... Like, I'm assuming that you're a young...
I'm just going to the best case scenario.
College student or something like that. Yeah. Like, and if you're going to wait in an alleyway, you got to wait for the perfect trafficable girl that's not going to fight back. There's all these things. They scanned you. They said, all right, this girl is small. She's a little girl.
I think it was social media. I blame social media. I really didn't post a lot, like, ever... Like what I was doing, like in the exact moment, but I promoted this so much, and I was talking about being allowed.
Yeah, I think it was just your time.
A random guy, you were the gal that, and this was the movie Taken. That was the whole.
It was a group of dudes. Like there were like three or four dudes, and it was really weird.
Did you see them in the car?
We did see. No, they came up to the club, and they waited. They waited for me and the manager because we went in.
So do you think that they tagged you before you went to the comedy club or after?
No, they tagged me at the comedy club. It showed
and then
me,
you went to so hold on
so
they
we
tagged
the
you
they tagged me they threw it in my bag and then I went with some comics to like a bar around the corner where they all went and then I hooked up with a bartender so I left with him and he took me at like a club and we like hooked up in the club it was like I guess like kind of like a sex club so we go and like I tossed my bag
suck my uncircumcised dick
dude he was circumcised and he was like a sexy pirate he looked like Johnny Depp back in the day it was hot but yeah and I threw my bag and then all the shit came out but I was really fucked up and I was like this isn't mine like I didn't even think twice and then when I got back to the Airbnb later that night I got the ping on my phone saying that it was disconnected and asked to connect to my location now. And I was like, what is this? And then I saw the AirTag was on me.
Shannon,
and it was left at the club.
And how often are people being AirTagged and trafficked? And that's that. What do they so when do they traffic you? What is the next step? What do they
you
do?
Know,
there's
got to
be people that have gotten
luckily,
that have escaped, right?
Luckily, I didn't find out.
Well, I'm assuming
I think they drug you and then sell
I guess
you.
I guess it's like Taken.
How many
whatever.
People have escaped trafficking? A lot of people didn't have to know the story, right?
There was the Apple Store employee I spoke to at the Genius Bar. He actually told me it was like Apple copied some other technology that was doing it for years, and he was like, "So when we got it, I've told all my friends we have to check ourselves." He said he was in London. Mm. It happened to him and his group of friends. He was with a few girls. Yeah. Like a guy, he was a gay guy.
I think that probably happens a lot.
So it
especially if you're gonna like, so
we
if I'm gonna
escape.
Rape a bitch.
Yeah.
Rape! What I might do is I might go, like, oh, this chick, she doesn't have any friends with her. She's really hammered, right? The old school way of doing things, you would be like, oh, let me try to get her into a cab and take her home. An easier way would be to fucking tag her. Meet her when she's very close to her place, like outside of her place, getting out of her cab, and be like, oh, let me help you. And she's blackout. You just bring her right upstairs, and she doesn't fucking know any difference. This happened one time at a comedy club. We were at Stand Up New York, and there was a girl that was leaving, and she was a regular at the show. She would come to like the shows that I produce all the time. She was blackout, fucking hammered, dude. And this fucking creepy Indian dude, he literally had his hand around her. He was like, oh, come on, let's go. And he's like walking her up the street. And me and Dave were like, yo, like this guy's not, he doesn't know her. Like we knew exactly what the fuck was going on.
Yeah.
We played that game. We were that guy before.
Yeah.
And we were like, yo, what are you doing? He was like, oh, no, I'm with her. And we're like, no, you're fucking not with her. Because literally we knew this chick. We're like, you're not with her. And he was literally trying to fucking rape this chick. It was crazy. He was literally trying to take her in a cab and fucking rape her. It was one of the, it was, so you have to understand just even, not even being trafficked. But almost if you're a fucking creepy guy, I don't even know how illegal it is with that. And in what jurisdiction, like how illegal is it to go, I'm going to AirTag a girl. watch her get drunk and then wait for the opportunity to try to hook up with her because she's not necessarily she's too drunk to give consent. How much of a fucking crime is that? Am I coming up with a brilliant idea right now?
Do premeditated rape.
Am I giving people
premeditated rape. But rape
is it rape if she's giving consent? If she's drunk enough, but she's like, oh, yeah, come on, let's go. He's hot. But she's hammered and doesn't know any better. Is that rape?
I mean, that's a soft rape.
I'll give you a soft.
No, soft stalking or something. That's something.
Depends on the situation. Yeah. Depends on the
situation. What do you mean? He put the air tag in.
Not if you air tag.
And then set up the situation
air tag,
as this.
I'm just saying,
that's like using
AI. This seems like a very organized pursuit of you.
Well, there were like four guys there.
Which makes me think this was like hostile. And like you had your picture and people were bidding.
Well, I hope it wasn't.
Broad number 3742. A bunch of guys. Sell.
Giant fucking tits. I'm really hoping it was not like that. And, you know, but at the same time, like we were all, like me and the other comics and everything. I mean, they wound up being very vigilant about something that I don't think would ever happen in New York. It's like then they took down all the photos from their flyers. And everything, and like in all the Paris shows for like a couple of months, like they switch locations of the venue because there's so many like girls. It's a small scene, and there's a bunch of girls.
It is bizarre. If people are asking in the chat what air tags are, some people don't have them. I didn't have them until my girlfriend got me one. I keep them on my keys.
They're like they look like a quarter, and it's just white, and it just basically will show you where your luggage is.
Yeah, you keep it in your luggage. You keep it with your. I keep them on my keys because I regularly lose my keys, it's saved my fucking life now because now I can just go into my phone. My keys are somewhere in the house. I can make it make a sound. That's that right there. I can make it make a sound, or I can just show on a little map where it is. So if I left my keys in a bar somewhere, I can find them. Just valuable things, you know? I literally just have them on my keys, but they're pretty fucking...
They got an Apple Watch. Yeah.
But there was a technology that Apple, that's what the Genius Bar told me, like the guy at the Genius Bar, that there was a technology they copied from, like pretty much exactly, and they just sold it as Apple. So
that's what they did with the iPod. The iPod was... In Japan, the exact technology existed. What they did is they gave it the wheel. That was their own thing. But the MP3 player had already existed. The idea of 1,000 phones or 1,000 songs in your pocket. And Apple said, oh, yeah, we love that. We can mass market this and make this something that everybody in the world will want to use. And also, it was easy. So in Japan, an MP3 player was kind of difficult to understand. It was not intuitive.
It was Japanese.
It was like, what are these symbols? No, but like even like you had to sort of be a little bit... You have to be a little bit more tech savvy to understand what an MP3 player was before the iPod came around. When the iPod came around, they made it so every 6-year-old to every 90-year-old understood how to put their songs on it and scroll through it. And that's that. And that's the genius of Apple is the utility of the products, because they didn't actually invent any of it. That's why I love Steve Jobs. Yeah. He's the fucking man, dude. I read the book. I watched the movies. I watched the documentaries. I fucking really, really have a huge appreciation for Steve Jobs. But it was utility. Okay. So even with... What the big thing that put Apple on the map was their the way their screens like you could take the windows and put them over each other so that didn't exist before Apple and Xerox actually came up with that technology. Xerox invited Steve Jobs and the Apple team in for a tour, and they saw this technology. I think it was called Bitmap something. I don't even exactly know what the technology was called, but they were like, this fucking Xerox copy company, they're not going to use this technology for anything. So they literally stole it. They were like, we're going to just take that, and then they literally, I mean, became the biggest company in the world.
Yep, that's Apple.
I fucking love it. I love it. I have no issue with it, dude. No issue.
Me neither. Yeah. I'm an Apple fan.
I am. I wish that they'd keep on innovating. They stopped doing that. They stopped.
Because he died.
Yeah.
He did die.
Yeah. Who's now in charge? Tim Cook?
Tim Cook.
I don't even know. I mean, I use iPhone and it's fine. I'm not like...
You haven't got any real big updates. Actually,
something cool. Like
Continuity Cam is cool.
What's that?
I don't know what
Continuity Cam is. You can use... If you have like a computer or whatever, you can use your cell phone as a HD camera. It's a 4K camera. And it'll connect automatically. And if you have multiple cameras, it'll connect to all of them. And then you can do like a multi-cam.
Oh, and it'll sync them up without you having to do the work.
That's cool. That's cool. And honestly, as AI gets incorporated into these things, they're going to do really, really cool shit. Where it's going is cool. I just want to see another massive innovation from Apple. Like you look at Apple, what they did with computers. You look, I mean, they invented the mouse. Mm-hmm. The mouse didn't exist before Apple. Like it was.
Wait, really?
Yeah, you would scroll on the keyboard. They invented the mouse.
Oh, I didn't know
that. And that was like it was such a massive innovation in design and utility and like.
Yeah.
And then they invented the they mass marketed the iPod, then they mass marketed the iPhone, combining the iPod with the phone. I mean, it was if you watch it, it literally, and I shit you not, I get emotional when I watch it. When I watch Steve Jobs debuting the iPhone, where he talks about it. Pull that up, Shannon, for a second. I won't get emotional now. Don't worry. Which but I watch it sometimes, better. And I go, I get that little. Like when you know when you breathe in, you get a little bit of a
the quiver.
A little quiver. A little choke up quiver.
You just want a couple Aston of tears, Kutcher?
Dude. I need to cry. No. Honestly, I really
you like do. Ashton Kutcher or Michael Fassbender?
Fassbender. Obviously, he was fucking incredible in that movie. Yeah. Honestly, I thought Ashton Kutcher was great too. Mm. They it's two different movies, right? So if you watch the one with Ashton Kutcher, you're getting the early Steve Jobs, like him becoming who he is, the hippie version. You know, the other one was. You know,
a little darker.
It was, I think it was more about, you know, the his career and how it, you know, they had the earlier life stuff too, but,
did you watch Pirates of Silicon Valley when that came out when we were kids?
No.
It was a TV movie with Bill Gates and Steve Jobs, and the guy from Revenge of the Nerds was Bill Gates. Mm. It was really good. It was like a 2-night TV movie.
Oh, I'd love to watch that. That's awesome, dude. I get so into it. He's such an interesting guy. Yeah. Such an interesting guy. Yeah, this is it. Pull up, fast forward a little bit to where he starts to like reveal it. Here, I'll show you where. Go. Right there. Go back a little. Go back. All right, it's pretty early in the video. Go back. All right, you can start.
Yeah, you get choked up really early.
Yeah, I get choked up early as fuck.
We're using three revolutionary products of this class.
He says they're going to introduce three revolutionary products.
And he was right, though.
Is a widescreen iPod with touch controls.
Touch control iPod. I was like, what? What iPod touch? Here we go.
The second is a revolutionary mobile phone.
A fucking phone.
This rocks.
It's a fucking phone.
I feel 11 again watching.
Dude, it fucking rules.
And the third is a breakthrough internet communications device.
We don't know what that means.
Really? What's that?
They're like, just say iPad.
Somewhere from inside his tummy. How about a cure for cancer?
Widescreen iPod with touch controls.
This is
a
so
revolutionary
cool.
Revolutionary mobile phone and a breakthrough internet communications device. An iPod. A phone. And an internet communicator. An iPod.
Oh, I love
a
it.
Phone.
I'm getting choked up right now. I'm getting emotional. It does it to me. I don't. It does it every time. It does it to me. It's fucking genuine innovation. Good. People are just getting it. Rules.
These are not three separate devices. This is one device.
Look at all these fucking white dorks. Their minds are blown right now. Not a black face in the room, Monroe.
But the iPhone felt like it was for girls for a long time.
Today here at Cricket Boost Mobile.
Yeah, the Boost Mobile. We got a chirp chirp.
That chirps.
We got a chirp chirp. We got an EBT card reader.
It is a beeper. An EBT card reader. And a way to contact your baby mama and whoever is paying the phone bill.
Maybe you want a phone. Maybe you want a walkie-talkie. We got you covered.
You will never stand in line in silence again.
Yo, these black people are from like the 80s.
They are.
Ah, shit, dude. It was fucking. It was really great, dude.
You will never hear a movie again.
Also,
y'all didn't fuck with church.
So check this out. The iPad was developed before the iPod or before the iPhone.
I didn't know that.
They were already developing the iPad, right? Oh. With the it was really the way that you touch it, it's the reactiveness of it, right?
Yeah.
And then the iPhone team was like, oh, we want that. Like all that touch technology, and they stole it all, and they mass produced the iPhone first, and the iPad got pushed back like 2 years.
Mm.
I know way too much about Apple.
Yeah, you know a lot.
I know a lot.
Did you invest in it? Is that why?
I wish I did. God damn it, dude. All right, let's take a quick moment and talk to responsible adults who are over the age of 21 years old, living in a state where Delta 8 is legal. Let me tell you something. If you want to get super duper high legally, have Delta 8 shipped right to your door. This stuff is great. They got vapes, they got gummies, and they're going to get you really high.
And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp that can be legally shipped to most states, and it gets you really high. YoDelta.com has a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. But hey, let me tell you from personal experience, this Delta 8 stuff, it works, and these products should be taken responsibly.
Just right now, go to YoDelta.com. When you check out, use the promo code GAS. You're going to save 25% off your order today. It's already affordable, already the best price possible. But guess what? 25% off more if you use that promo code GAS, YoDelta.com. All right, let's get back into it. Oh, by the way, I'll give everyone a tip. My buddy is like a crypto millionaire, like a multi-millionaire. And I hit him up like 3 months ago. I was like, dude, tell me when to fucking buy and what to buy. Forget all your horse shit. I was like, I'm not going to pay attention to this shit. I was like, if I have money to invest, just let me know. And yesterday morning, he texted me and he said, right now, buy Bitcoin. And he said, buy Solana. He said, Solana is super volatile. And he said he expects it to go to 4 or 5 times its value by the summer, and then you'll sell it.
Yeah.
And he was like, Bitcoin is just going to keep on going up right now, and it's a good time because it's low right now. So that's my little crypto tip for all the people that are out there. I want to share it with the fucking fan base. If you got a little bit of cash, I'm going to do that. I'm going to invest a little bit right now.
I'll add to that a little chewiness.
Please.
With the stocks. Just invest in water. That's like a commodity that will never go away.
You think water?
Water. Invest in water.
Like water companies?
Yeah, like water companies. There are like only about like 7 to 12 you can invest in the U.S. And they've only been going up. Water's a commodity, and it will never, in like 20 years, a lot of people won't have access to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you buy stocks now and you keep them for a while, they're really wealthy.
To buy water.
I love it.
And you can deprive people of all the water and make them work for you for water.
I love that. That's why I had no problem with fucking people hated that guy, Martin Shkreli. We had him on Skanks.
Oh.
What did he have? Like the AIDS pill?
Yeah, the AIDS pill. And then he raised the price 6,000% or something.
Quite a bit.
Oh, that's wild.
There's a lot. But if you
how many pills you need to get rid of it?
I think it was like crazy. I think, but here's the thing. That when I looked into it further,
it never goes away.
Need one pill.
One pill is pretty good.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't a cure. It was like, it was a pill. It was a medication that they needed daily to extend their life.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
So his company
wasn't thinking about your.
His company raised the price by whatever, like 1,000%, 500%, whatever it was. It was a crazy amount. Now he defended the move, and he was like, "Yeah, he was like, it was the insurance companies that have to pay for it." He was like, "We made it so that people, if it was an individual paying for it, they didn't have to pay anything. He was giving it for free to people that didn't have insurance." Which, when you find that element of it out, I go like, "Yeah, fuck the insurance companies. Are you out of your fucking mind? The amount of money that we just hand to insurance companies. How are you rooting for a massive insurance company and you're demonizing this guy? It's just the way that people position things.
Yeah,
it's just they do this all the time. I watch it with Gas Digital. People be like, dude, we're not going to subscribe to Gas Digital. Legion of Skanks should go to Patreon, Real Ass Podcast. Everyone should just go to Patreon, and we would support that. And I'm going, wait, hold on. So you would rather everyone have their own individual Patreons, which would make it cost $100 for you to support all of these shows. And then also, you're supporting a massive company, a multi-million-dollar, multi-billion-dollar company, possibly. I don't even know at this point. You would rather support that company versus a company who's genuinely creating really great content, who gives a fuck about freedom of expression, who actually supports the artists that we have on the network. There's not a single fucking person that would be canceled from this network. There's not a single person that we would delete their content from this network unless they asked us to. How do you not see that it is just if you're going to support anything, support that. I can't wrap my head around it. I don't really get it. I don't understand supporting an insurance company but then demonizing this guy. And I'm sure maybe this guy's a fucking hand job, and he definitely played the villain, but that's what pharmaceutical companies do. They raise the prices. They make fucking money. They take advantage of sick people. That's it. That's
but
the whole
how
game.
Would he... So how would the person get the pills from him? If he was willing to be that type of person that was like, I can give it to the consumer directly for free, How is that possible?
I don't know. I believe him when he
it
said it.
It feels like
wait,
yeah.
You didn't ask?
It feels like bullshit.
I don't know. Well, look that up, Shannon. I don't know. I didn't do any more research than that, but I don't think most people do any more research than they hear that he raised the price of AIDS medication yeah. and then they call him a piece of shit.
Oh, yeah. I could that's be sure. wrong, but I think there was programs that distributed it mm-hmm. in areas with high AIDS statistics.
Oh, okay. 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 For free.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I could be wrong, but you know, yeah. places where they still think like you fuck a baby to get rid of AIDS.
Brandon 24 says Patreon is a $4 billion company. Completely agree. Aiden Bagwell says, according to Reddit, Gas Digital has 6 months left. According to Reddit, I Dave Smith was leaving Legion of Skanks for the past 8 years. Okay,
I've been waiting.
I mean, Zach's been waiting promises. To step up. Okay?
Promises.
Do you get that seat if he leaves?
It would probably
that
be
and
Zach.
Another one. I would yeah. probably get
combined
yeah.
two like an airplane.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you listen to Reddit, Gas Digital is falling apart. If you listen to Reddit, my fucking girlfriend is cheating on me. Yeah. If you listen to Reddit, me and fucking Big J hate each other. If you listen to Reddit, Bobby Kelly is fucking close to death. I mean, yeah dude, don't listen to what Reddit will tell you. Fucking listen to me. Trust me. I promise you. But first of all, since we started doing the exclusive episodes on Gas Digital, the amount of and thank you for all of the people that have been subscribing. You guys are the fucking best. To be honest with you, hindsight 2020. We probably should have done that from the beginning. We probably should have done an exclusive episode for Real Ass Podcast and Legion of Skanks from the beginning. And that's what we're going to be doing moving forward for the future. All of the shows that are coming on the network, On the Gator starting next week, they're doing an exclusive bonus episode as well. Zach, you're starting to do bonus episodes for Spook Show. Shannon, you're starting to do bonus episodes for The Thing Is that are exclusive for subscribers. So that we're super focused on giving exclusive content, bonus content, extra content to the people that subscribe. And literally, we've not had more people subscribe to the network at this rate since the first month that we opened the network. So it's legitimately working, and I want to thank everyone that have been giving positive feedback, because the network has never been in a better place. The apps have been great. The streams have been super smooth, and we have a bunch of new updates that are coming and upgrades for both the app and the platform as we keep on going and keep on growing. So please support us. Keep on subscribing. It's the number one way that you could actually help out these shows. And yeah, that's that.
Yeah.
That's that. All right. Let's talk about this one. This bracelet helps you shock you or a friend into breaking bad habits. What is this?
Okay. So it's a shock collar for your wrist?
Yes. And this isn't a new story technically, but it just came to my knowledge. I thought it was interesting. So what you do is, this is what it looks like if you just want to see it.
Yeah,
and this was actually, they pitched it on Shark Tank a couple of years ago. And what it is it's a little bit silly, but it's supposed to like stop you from doing any bad habit. It could also like help you to wake up in the morning. And what you do is you can either program it. You can program it to wake you up in the morning with a shock, like an electric shock, and you can make it stronger or weaker. Like if you're somebody who has a hard time getting out of bed. But if you have a bad habit, like eating bad food or something, you can make it shock you every time you do the bad thing. So you have a negative association.
But how does it know that you're doing
so
that?
So that's
thing?
The problem is that you, okay. So part
you
of
have
it
to
is.
Be honest. With
yes, it. You have to be honest with it, but you can also connect a friend to your app, so you can buzz your friend when they do it.
I love this. Shannon, how much are these?
It's about 150. There are different ones.
I kind of want to buy them for the Legion of Skanks, and then when we can play a Legion of Skanks game where when we do certain things that we always do, we zap each other.
Oh, so, dude, if you can zap Dave every time he says
yeah, every time Dave says like, you zap him. Every time Jay starts rambling and starts talking over other people trying to make jokes, you zap him. Every time I spill something, you give me a zapperoo. You know, why
it's
not?
It's called Pavlock is the name of Pavlock. It. This is the like newest one. That one I showed you was old. But they've made them like prettier now.
It's like a shock collar for the wrist.
Yeah.
I don't mind it.
And the Shark Tank
you can make
it,
that sexual. Put it around the thigh.
Oh, it's definitely kinky.
Yeah, put it around your dick.
I don't mind it.
I'm just picturing me crawling up to my refrigerator.
Let's see. A patron takes away a waitress's $150 tip to teach her a lesson.
Okay, so this was a couple... they're like about 30, 31 years old. And they say that once a year, like they do pretty good for themselves. So they like to like give like an outstanding tip to somebody who's like good for them, good to them in the service industry. So they had a $46 bill and they ended up leaving $200 on the table when they left. They left it on the table. As they're walking out, their waitress ran up to them and aggressively was like, you can't just leave. You have to pay your bill. But never actually looked at the table to see if they paid the bill or not.
Right.
And then they were annoyed that she confronted them in a rude way. So they took the money back and just gave her a $4 tip.
Mm. Mm. So she didn't know she got.
Can we see them before we believe the story in this order?
I don't.
I believe the story. It's kind of like them. What, did they post this on Reddit?
Yes.
And they posted it from their perspective or the waitress's perspective?
From their perspective. Mm.
They just wanted to feel altruistic and better about themselves. And then when they didn't get the response they wanted, they were like, well,
it's a weird, it's a power. It's a power thing.
It's a power thing. Also, had the waitress then seen how much they tipped her, she would have still gotten the same lesson through feeling like a complete asshole.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah, and it would have been a better lesson, to be honest. Instead of the waitress walking away feeling justified, because I would, if that happened, I'd be like, all right, asshole. First of all, fuckface, fine. Take your $150. I wasn't expecting a $150 tip. You're not actually taking anything away from me. You're just not giving me that. I don't really give a shit. You should look in the mirror and go, I'm kind of an asshole. I'm power tripping. I'm looking for, you know, on every level, I'm looking for like, just, I need to feel like the shit. You're doing it for yourself. You're doing it so you get to feel fucking great about yourself. And they didn't give you what you wanted. So then to make yourself feel great, you have to play the mental gymnastics game and take it away from this person. Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. Totally.
That sucks. But look, I mean, the other side of it is, if the waitress was legitimately rude in even the slightest bit, I would also have to fucking take it away.
No, just take some of it away.
Yeah.
Like, give them 75.
Maybe.
I don't know. If you're balling that hard, I would just like walk out and be like, I would look at the table. Yeah. But and then why really go make her
from
like
150?
Let's stop pretending like a $200 on a meal is balling pretty hard, though.
No,
they
I know that's
true.
No, it's $46
meal.
And then
that's
they,
true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's fucking, it's kind of shitty. It's some power trip shit.
Yeah.
And it's also, they're very unself-aware to go post it being like, yeah, look at this.
Yeah.
What are people saying on the Reddit thread, Shannon?
So some people are saying that, like this person said, your server just received a $150 lesson in how not to deal with customers. Hopefully it will serve her well in the future. And then people pay with cash all the time. I don't know why on earth she thought chasing you down without checking the table was a good idea. It seems like they're on their side.
Yeah. Mm.
All right. Reddit.
What are you going to do? All right. We're going to wrap this one up. We got to go. You guys are the shit. Monroe.
No, thank you.
Sabrina.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me.
Love you guys for being here. Appreciate. Make sure you guys go support everything that they do. We'll be back on Friday. We pre-taped, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember. Yeah, we'll be back on Friday with another great show, your favorite podcast. Until then, good night.
Good night.
That's all, folks.